Time for this week's On The Beat. Garda Sergeant Aoife Hayes of the Sligo Leitrim Garda Division is with us in studio. Aoife, you're welcome.
Good morning, and thanks
for joining us this morning. We have a number of items to get through. First, a couple of burglaries in County Sligo, two different parts of County Sligo.
Yes, Niall. So again, I'm appealing to your listeners this morning for their assistance and thanking them for all your assistance to date in relation to other incidents that we've highlighted over the last number of weeks and months. So this morning, we're continuing to investigate two burglaries which took place in Beltra and Ballisadare over the weekend period, namely Saturday, the 24th of September last. A house was broken into in the Beltra area of Sligo the 24th between 3:30 p.m. and 12 midnight approximately. Now, items were stolen from the property. And again, another property was broken into in the Ballisadare area again on Saturday, the 24th of September last, between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. approximately. So to date, we're continuing to investigate these incidents and numerous inquiries and investigations are continuing, but today we're appealing to anyone in the area or in these areas highlighted who perhaps saw anybody suspicious or with any information in relation to any of these incidents to please contact Sligo Gardaí on 071 915 7000. And again, as I've mentioned previously on other slots, people can also contact the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 and all calls will be treated in confidence.
Right, okay. Operation Thor, what can you tell us about that and the launch of that?
So as you're probably aware, Niall, in recent days, we have launched in an Garda Síochána the winter phase of Operation Thor, and its aim to combat an expected rise in burglaries during the longer dark evenings as we move further into the winter period. So statistics do show that burglaries can increase up to 20% during winter months, where there's obviously less daylight hours in the evening. And we do know from stats and from our analyst section that the most common time for burglaries to occur during the winter period is between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. and usually over weekend periods, but it's not always a given, usually a Thursday, Friday or Saturday. So since Operation was launched, Thor, it was launched in 2015, there's been a notable drop in burglary rates, so I suppose that's good news. So far this year, I can tell you there have been 6,100 reports of homes being burgled, and that's compared to 10,000 in 2019. So this plan includes, I suppose, how do we or what does Operation Thor involve? Well, it includes increasing Garda patrols in burglary hotspots as well as intelligence gathering to target known criminals and known travelling criminals.
Right, okay. And staying with burglaries and thefts, a local incident as well, a shop. Yes. Robbery in a shop that you wanted.
That's correct, Niall. On Friday, the 23rd of September last, two males entered a jewellery shop in Sligo Town Centre and took an item of jewellery worth a substantial amount of money. The two males entered the shop at 3 p.m. approximately and obviously left the shop without paying for this item of jewellery. So I have a description of the two males. The first male is described as wearing a black jacket, white t-shirt, black tracksuit bottoms and white runners. He was also wearing a black baseball cap. And this male is described as having a distinctive dark-coloured tattoo on the left side of his neck. The second male is described as being of heavier build. He, again, was wearing a black hoodie with dark grey body warmer over it, black tracksuit bottoms and black runners. And he was wearing a black baseball hat with the word Adidas written on the front of it. So, as I've mentioned, this occurred on a Friday afternoon in a busy town centre. Did you see these males? Can you give us any information? Investigations are continuing. Any information, again, please, in relation to these males or this incident, please contact Sligo Gardaí on 071 915 7000.
Right, okay. Now, as we know and has been reported, there was a very serious road traffic accident not too far from here in Killooney at the weekend.
That's correct, Niall. Sadly, a serious road traffic collision occurred on the N4 at the Killooney roundabout in Sligo here on Sunday last, the 2nd of October. It occurred at approximately 11:50 a.m. It involved a cyclist, a woman aged in her 70s, and she was subsequently taken to Sligo University Hospital, where she's continuing to receive treatment for serious injuries. A technical examination of the scene was carried out and investigations are continuing. So I'm appealing today to any witnesses to this incident or any road users who may have been in this area at, in Clooney or on the N4, particularly in the vicinity of Clooney roundabout, and perhaps have dash cam footage or video footage, to make this available to ourselves. And again, you can contact Sligo Garda Station on 071 915 7000. And just, I suppose, before I came on air, I was here 2 weeks ago with Margaret, and we were looking, I was talking about fatalities on the roads, and sadly it's gone up even in the last 2 weeks, Niall. I can tell you that as of this morning, there's 116 people have lost their lives on Irish roads. So again, just appealing from a road policing perspective to people to please heed their speed. Don't use your mobile phone while driving. It is a distraction. And just be mindful of other road users, and please do not drink under the influence of an intoxicant, be it alcohol or drugs or any combination of both. And wearing your seatbelts is so important.
All right, okay. And finally, Aoife, this week you wanted to mention the ongoing Garda Síochána centenary celebrations.
That's correct, Niall. As part of the centenary celebrations, the Gardaí in Donegal are hosting a Garda Open Day at Ballyshannon Garda Station on Sunday next, the 9th of October, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So units from within the organisation will be present, including the Armed Support Unit, the Garda Mounted Unit, the Scenes of Crime Unit, the Divisional Drugs Unit, Community Engagement Unit, and the Roads Policing Unit, and the Civil Defence will also be in attendance. There will be a sensory friendly hour from 12 midday to 1 p.m. just prior to the event starting at 1 p.m. so it obviously promises to be a great event, and all members of the public are welcome and encouraged to attend. So that's Ballyshannon Garda Station, Sunday next, the 9th of October, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.